It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to the weekend. Welcome to a brand new month, November 1st. And on Tuesday, the election will be underway. It's been a long time coming, so this hour, you'll have a chance to hear from two of the most important local party representatives this half hour. It is Sam Hens-Grieco, who is the chair of the Allegheny Democratic Committee. Sam, welcome back. And next half hour, we'll hear from your counterpart, as you know, another Sam, Sam DeMarco. But welcome. We appreciate you doing this with us this morning.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Glad, happy to be here, Larry. Thank you.
So with the presidential election, obviously that's the biggie, but there are so many other important elections. So I thought I'd give you an opportunity to talk about some of those that are important to the Democratic Party here.
Yeah, thanks. Sure. In the, 2 years ago, we flipped the state house and we have a one seat margin in the state house. And that was large part because we won the seats with Arvin Ventcat and Mandy Steele. Those are two races we're still concerned about. We think we're solid with those. We think they'll come back. But we also have three real great candidates with Hadley Haas, who's running the 44th, which is out by the airport, Bill Petullo, who's up in the North Hills, and Angela Girol, who's in the South Hills. So they're both excellent. All three of them are excellent candidates. They've been running great races, we're excited about all of those races. And on the state Senate, of course, we're down by, I think, three seats in the state Senate. And out by the airport, West Hills, northern area, is Nicole Ricciuto, who's running for the state Senate there. Again, great candidate, and is doing a great job with her campaign. The numbers that we've seen are all very encouraging. We are at the county level. What our focus has been is vote by mail, trying to make sure those numbers are up and that people are returning their ballots. So I'm feeling good and confident about those races and about, the turnout, because it's all about turnout right now.
Yeah, part of the practical message, as we heard from the Allegheny County Elections Board members, that if you did not mail in your mail-in ballot yesterday, they're suggesting that you hand deliver. There are 10 deposit areas in the county, which you can go on their website and easily find if you'd like to, because your vote will not be counted unless it is received by 8 p.m. Tuesday. Right, Sam?
That's right. And we have about 30 people in our office every day contacting those folks who haven't returned ballots. I think we're around 30,000 some people who haven't returned ballots. And if you're a Democrat and you need a ride to that drop box, we will come out and get you, because you can only return your ballot unless you are aged and infirmed. And then there's a way that you can have somebody else do that. But that's what we're actively engaged in right now.
And you have to, if you're returning it in person, it has to be you.
That's right.
4 years ago, the governor actually, or maybe it was a couple of years ago at the time, Governor Wolf said that his wife took his in and he got his hand slapped for that. So right. You want to make sure, no matter what you're voting for, who you're voting for, you want to make sure your vote counts, most importantly, for that.
Let me just clarify that, because if somebody is homebound or somebody is infirm, there is a way that you can designate an agent to come out and get your ballot.
Okay.
Which is really important, because folks who, people want to vote, and if they hear they're the only they can only return their own ballot. That's that, that it's important to know there's another avenue for folks. But you can't be just lazy. You can't be just sitting on the couch and say, hey, somebody else take it in for me. Maybe like Governor Wolf. Not that he was lazy at that time. He's probably busy.
But I appreciate the clarification. And actually, that situation with him helped other people realize, okay, you can, anybody could have mailed it for you, but to drop it off in person, unless you have some mitigating circumstances, but please make sure you do vote. We're with Sam Hansgrecho, chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Party Committee. So what about the Senate race? These races have gotten so ugly with the amount of money spent on political ads, radio, television, social media, print, digital. It's never been like this. More money spent in this state than ever before. And the other side has blamed Bob Casey for everything short of the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby, Sam. Why should Bob Casey remain in office?
Well, first of all, it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me say this. I just want to give a shout out to my sister, because my sister says, look, if you want people to vote by mail, then you get somebody who's really smart, technical person that says, once you've voted by mail, that you get a chip to put in your TV and you don't get any more TV ads. and you will get 100% turnout vote by mail.
Maybe next big presidential election, we'll have the artificial intelligence technology to do that. Meanwhile, Bob Casey has been an incumbent, and Dave McCormick's trying to unseat him. It's got to be a closer race than maybe people thought at this point. Why keep Bob Casey?
Well, look, he's a senior Democrat. I mean, he's got seniority in there. He's sitting on some major Senate seats on some Senate committees, number one. I mean, he's a solid guy. He's been a public servant here in Pennsylvania for years, and folks forget that he was Auditor General years past. He is grounded here in Pennsylvania. He's worked hard. He's a solid Democrat. He believes in some Democratic values and supports those principles and Democratic, our goals and the policies. I think you really should question folks who just all of a sudden decide to run for office. I mean, running for office is a great sacrifice. It does take time when you're an elected official to learn how to sort of write laws, how to work with other people across the aisles to pass laws. I mean, it just isn't like, I've run a business, I can do this. That's not true. Businesses and government are quite different. The purposes are quite different. And I always find that quite, that we always dismiss politicians like, oh, they're just politicians. No, they're elected officials, give a lot of sacrifice for what they've done over the years. And Bob Casey has learned how to sit in the Senate and get stuff done. So, I mean, I think to talk about the closeness of races, I think that's just the nature. You don't see large margins that much anymore. I mean, we did 2 years ago with Governor Shapiro and Governor Fetterman, but I don't think that you see that type of race. You're going to see that type of race here.
All right, Sam, your elevator pitch for Kamala Harris.
Oh, first of all, look, folks, we know who Donald Trump is. All right. I mean, what I've always said is, look, she tells us where we're going forward. Talk about what the Biden campaign, the administration has done, which I think is great. But that third component is Donald Trump. I mean, in the Madison Square Garden fiasco just points it out. I mean, if you look down what happened at that event was nothing but grievances. There was no discussion about where this country will go under Donald Trump. When you watch, go back to that debate. in the debate, he was asked about healthcare. And remember, when Obamacare came in 15 years ago, the Republicans ran with that as a fear factor. You're going to lose your doctors. You're going to have death panels, all that kind of stuff. When he was asked, and he tried to get rid of it, it was John McCain that saved the Affordable Care Act. When he was asked on that debate, what are you going to do about health care? He had nothing. In fact, if you go back and look at his debate with Hillary Clinton, it was almost the exact same thing. I got a plan. This is what I'm going to do. There is no leadership with Donald Trump. That's number one. Number two, I mean, look at where we are now. I mean, the economy is doing very well. Inflation's down, unemployment down, consumer confidence is up. It takes time for certain things to sort of take root. I mean, look, I mean, yesterday there was a groundbreaking where we're bringing in new technology here in Pittsburgh with batteries. In Weirton, West Virginia, a town that mill has completely almost collapsed, they brought in a huge battery manufacturing plant there. Those things that were put in within the Biden administrations are taking root in now. They'll take time to sort of see the results. But Kamala Harris is going forward with that. And I'd even talk about the immigration. I mean, look, you can't miss that on TV, right?
Right.
But one of the most conservative senators two of the most liberal Democrats came together with a bill. That's what Americans want. They want bipartisan work to be able to come together with legislation. And Donald Trump came in and said, don't do that. And that's a shame. That is just, that's almost criminal to step in and say, don't do good legislation because I want to run on that issue.
Sam,
that was a long elevator ride.
That's all right. We're going to give Sam DeMarco a chance to talk about their candidates in the next half hour. So this is the hour of want to make sure everybody gets heard, and we appreciate you taking time, Sam. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you, Larry. Have a good weekend.
You too. Sam Hansgrohe is chair of Allegheny County's Democratic Committee. And it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.